It's been 3 months since two powerful earthquakes struck northwest Syria. They caused significant damage and took countless lives. Many families have lost everything. They are now attempting to rebuild their lives, despite the absence of a long-term UN response.
5 of my family's members died and I lost my house. My late children worked so hard for more than 7 years to build this house and now everything is gone. The NGO's response did not match the severity of the disaster as many families are still without shelter and are still waiting for help to come.
NGOs themselves saw significant damage to their projects, which resulted in the loss of more than 250 humanitarian workers, according to the Response Coordination Group. Nevertheless, these organizations are now expanding efforts to provide permanent housing to the survivors of the earthquakes using the resources that are available to them.
This is our fourth housing project for those who have lost their houses. This project includes more than 400 housing units. We provided these houses for as many survivors of the earthquakes as we could, and we are working on establishing a fifth housing project to provide homes to survivors who are still homeless.
Abu Ahmad's family is among the beneficiaries of the housing project. As he expresses his gratitude, he prays that all of those who survived the earthquake get the same kind of support.
After evacuating my house due to the damage, we were fortunate to have a roof over our heads again after spending time without one. My children could not believe that we finally slept under a roof. We hope that those who are still homeless have a home again and can begin rebuilding their lives.
Syrians have already been struggling through years of war, and they are now in an even more difficult situation. In addition to the 12-year conflict, the devastating twin earthquakes in northwest Syria have added to the already significant challenges facing the region. NGOs are sparing no efforts to provide support to the victims of both the war and the earthquakes, which left millions without homes and struggling to survive. Nokromash Al Jazeera, Idlib, northern Syria.